Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m.
Now it's time for a breakdown.
Breakdown! Hello there, I am Pictish Trail.
Hi, this is Catherine Joseph.
Hi, this is Sam Genders from Tongue.
Hi, this is Hazel Wild from Lanterns on the Lake.
Hello, this is Dan Mangan.
And you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Let's fall in love with the breakdown.
Welcome to The Breakdown this afternoon. Nothing grows here. It is always good to have new special interest on the show. And the New Orleans band are back. I assume that's the first taste of their fourth album coming out later on this year, follow-up to 2022's fantastic Endure record. And I think that's a good start.
I agree.
Kick out the cobwebs. Hello. If there were any cobwebs to be had.
There were none.
How are you, Steve?
I had none. No cobwebs here.
None at all.
I'm all good.
Lots of music. I've got over 41 tracks on my list.
Too many, Joel. Too many.
Too many. Too many. What about you?
I've got 31.
Stop at 30.
I'll stop at 30.
Stop at 30.
Well, stop at 31.
Today. Album of the week.
Yes.
We're going for yet another artist who's never been played on The Breakdown before.
Yes.
By the name of
Julie.
Julie.
Julie's debut album.
Julie. There is new records. There are new records as well from Nulla for Yanya. There's a really good EP by Name a Bok. Foxin have an album out. Got The Return of For Making. Men I Trust. Soccer Mommy. Really good song by her. And a brilliant song by Wild Pink called Eating the Egg Hole.
I haven't heard that.
You will.
I look forward to hearing that on the show this afternoon.
Floating Points as well. Album out.
Big album, big tracks on there.
Big tracks. You got stuff as well.
Plenty lots of albums. Hello Mary, Fushi, Allegra Krieger, Luna Vacation, Nada Surf. Good news.
Good news.
But now,
Some oldies,
yeah. The return of Franz Ferdinand released their Greatest Hits album in 2022. They've now announced a new album coming out in January called The Human Fear. Alex Kapranos says that this was the most life-affirming experience he's had recording this album.
How many albums are they up to now?
Good question. I'll give you two either way.
I'm going to say seven.
We'll check that while we listen All right. to this. This is Audacious.
Here we go with riff one.
Did you ever get the feeling that there's something come undone? An unreeling in the seeming, the stitching gun. So you rip a little harder till that rip becomes a run. Feel the fabric of existence come unspun. Hey there, we don't care. Could be standing way out where you're naked and freezing till you run.
This is Broken Chanter. You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Don't you have good taste?
I'm so for you and the things that I would do if you looked at me. Hopelessly, endlessly, there was you and there was everything.
Good and for Album of the Week last week, didn't we?
Absolutely, we did.
But the public did not agree because it's not in the top 100.
101, In With a Bullet.
Yeah. Sarah Kinsley, There Was a Room from the album. I'm looking at you because I've moved it away from my screen. It's called Escaper.
Escaper, yeah.
The name escaped me.
And it's a really good record, top to bottom.
It is.
So her debut, it was her debut album, wasn't it? She's had, I think, a couple of EPs
yeah.
over a few years. But well worthy of your listening. And another new album now by somebody who's never been played on the show. Julie R. Watt. It's not a Julie, is it?
It's not. It's a band, three people from Orange County. And they had a viral hit in 2020. Right, their song, what's it called? Flutter. 36 million streams on Spotify.
That's a lot.
That virus didn't extend to us. I don't know how.
No.
But we missed that. But yeah, there's been a lot of shoegaze bands that are becoming viral sensations these days. But their debut album, signed to Atlantic Records, so, you know, they mean business, came out yesterday. Two tracks from it on the show this afternoon. Mine is first. This is called Feminine Adornment. And are we coming back?
No, we're not. We're going to double this with another Julie.
Another Julie?
Spook Music.
Oh.
And JMS.
From the EP.
Let's do it.
That's right, yesterday.
Thank you.
this is Nat Johnson, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Clap your hands because we're in love. Clap your hands because we're in love. Clap your hands because we're in love. Everybody's got something to hide except for me and my girlfriend. Me and my boyfriend. Me and my girlfriend. Me and my boyfriend. We got the secret to success. Pull up the drawbridge, 541. I haven't looked at anybody else. My wandering eye is a medical condition. Granted, we've had our ups and ups. And when I sleep, yeah, I never roll over. The only reason I watch TV is when I turn it off, I see a reflection, yeah.
Clap your hands because we're in love. Clap your hands because we're in love. Clap your hands because we're in love.
Everybody's got something to say about me and my boyfriend.
Me and my girlfriend.
Me and my boyfriend.
Clash the world has been waiting for. Spook Music versus JMS. Julie, well, double Julie on that.
Yeah.
That was Boyfriend Girlfriend from an EP which came out yesterday. Is that the name of it? That's the album.
Spook Music versus JMS.
Versus JMS. And Adam.
Adam sometimes presents his show. He used to do another show on this station.
For It Is Him. And Julie have got together for three tracks. The first one. Live, Laugh, Love.
I mean, they are together anyway, but...
Yeah, they've got together, yeah. Live, Laugh, Love, Eat, Hit, Die.
Yeah, really couldn't play that one, sorry.
And couldn't play Our Love Is a Riot. So that's, by definition, the only one that we can have. That's out now and is excellent. Are they touring? Will they be playing dates together? They did, last month, Adam played at Peddler. Yeah, and he played a couple of those songs, but Julie didn't get on stage with him for that. She watched. But it is very good to have been able to play that after Julie, who is the album of the week this week.
Yeah, Feminine Adornments from the album. We didn't give the title before, did we?
No, it's a good
We really should have, because it is called My Anti-Aircraft Friend.
Let's go back now to an album from last week that you had on your list.
This very track.
Yeah, and I only heard it because I saw a recommendation from Pete Mellor. And this album...
maybe he heard the track we played on The Breakdown a few weeks ago.
Maybe he did. Peel Dream Magazine, the name of the band. They're from Los Angeles, and their album, Rose Main Reading Room, is a strong one all the way through. It came out last week. I'm going to play Four Leaf Clover from it, and then something else after it, because that's how it works. But for now, it is this.
Change a million things about myself. This is Laura Allover from Chemtrails, and you're listening to The Breakdown.
Few years since we've played Albertina Sagas on The Breakdown. That was a new single from her. Stand Near Your Fire. When was the album? 2021 was the album, The Sticky Fingers.
Oh, what?
We saw her live at the Brudenell, didn't we?
No, I didn't.
Did you not?
No, I didn't go to that. I'm trying to think why we were playing, why I didn't go to that. I do not know.
Who was that tall bloke standing next to me then?
Probably that guy in that advert.
Must be a bad bag.
Voltrol guy, yeah. Peel Dream magazine before. Oh, we've got less than 2 minutes before 3:30. Steve, have you got anything that can fill that gap?
I've got a 1 minute 38 track from a brand new album by Allegra Krieger that came out yesterday.
Do it.
This is Roosevelt Avenue. Diddler from the fifth album by Allegra Krieger. That was Roosevelt Avenue, and the album is called Art of the Unseen Infinity Machine.
Brilliant. Treble seven time.
Treble seven time.
And it's yours.
On the dot. Me playing all these tracks. Right, so I'm going to cover three albums that came out yesterday with this treble seven. Going to be finished off with a track from the Dora Jar album, Nowhere to Relax When You Are on Fire. You're going to hear Smoke Out the Window. In the middle of this, Sheffield band Good News released their debut album this week, Small Forms. Tannoy will be played from that. We're going to kick it off with Old Heads, Nada Surf, who released their, don't know what number album it is. Quite how many do you reckon?
12.
We'll say 12. We'll check it. Moon Mirror. This is Intel and Dreams.
The Breakdown, Treble 7.
Осторожно, друзья! Она потеряла контроль! Ну да, конечно!
It's not safe here anymore. The glass smashed on the floor. Bent and broken, shamed and shooken. It's not safe here anymore.
I'm blowing smoke out the window. I'm blowing smoke.
See, I didn't want that one to fade out. It's too short. Although it fits in the treble seven perfectly, because it fades out. Best track on the album, that is Dora Jar, Smoke Out the Window, and it's the week of the amazing album titles. No Way to Relax When You Are on Fire is the name of that. Before that, Good News from the album Small Forms, you heard Tannoy, and we kicked it off with Nada Surf from their 9th album, not 12th, Moon Mirror.
That I don't think I picked
In Let and Dreams.
I don't think I picked up that it was Nada Surf you were playing there. I think I must have
heard
something
else. You just said 12 out of... Yeah. What do you think it was?
I don't know.
Somebody was on their 12th album.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Let's go to somebody who also had an album out yesterday, Floating Points, who recently filled in for Fever Ray at End of the Road Festival, has put out Cascade. I think it's about a 6th or 7th album by the... Well, it's Sam Shepard, isn't it?
It is.
It's on Ninja Choose Records, and I think this song might be as long as your Treble 7 in total.
It's longer.
Is it? This is Affleck's Palace. Big one, Floating Point, Affleck's Palace, from the album Cascade. And speaking of Affleck's Palace, he's playing at Manchester Depot, Mayfield Depot in Manchester, so I guess that's Warehouse Project, on October the 25th. Before that, he's got a tour in America, and then he's back in the UK just for 2 days, Manchester and then Bristol, the day after October the 26th. Okay, Steve, what's next?
Am I playing something?
Well, should we play something we both brought?
Go on then, yeah.
What about that Self-Esteem track?
We should give that a play.
What about Self-Esteem and a Freak Slug double?
Because we both brought both of those. Yes.
Did we do both of those?
We did. Yeah.
All right. Who should we have first?
Self-Esteem.
Let's go with Self-Esteem. Okay. So this track has been kicking around for a while. I think it was a B-side to the Big Man song.
It is officially the B-side, yes.
From a few months ago.
But she performed it live at Green Man last year.
So, came out yesterday. Love Second, Music First is the track name. And then we'll follow it with something from Freaks Look called Spells. All right. It's happening. I'll press that one. Yes.
You asked me to come over. I don't know your place so dear. I look in the mirror. And I see what I wanna see. Why me feel better? Isn't being younger? I look in the mirror and I see the real me. Let me be gorgeous in peace. 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 Let me be gorgeous in peace.
You are listening, you are to, listening to The Breakdown, listening to Breakdown on Sheffield Live. Live. On Sheffield Live.
Freak Slug with Spells. That's the first track to be taken from the debut record by Freak Slug. I Blow Out Big Candles is out in November. Follows up from Viva La Vulva EP from last year.
I just told you a lie, Joe.
What?
I said that definitely wasn't the first play on the breakdown for Freak Slug.
Oh, it was?
Apparently it was, unless I've spelt it wrong somewhere else in this spreadsheet.
Oh. I didn't think how we had played it. Self-Esteem, I know we have
sure
played.
We have. Sure and before. Have. Oh, definitely.
Before Spells, you heard Love Second Music First, released by Self Esteem yesterday. Don't know about an album coming up from them. I guess there is. Next year.
Yeah.
Next year. Okay, into the final 10 minutes of this hour. See if we can get a couple free. No, we're not going to get free in now.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we won't. You play something.
That sounds like a challenge.
Choose something.
Okay, Scottish semi-supergroup. What are they called? my brain just went blank then. We're not going to fit three in now.
No, we're not.
We're not. Former champ. Yes, former champ. Featuring members of Savage Mansion, Catholic Action, and Martha Fionn on vocals. They've just supported Martha on tour. This is a track called Sorry.
Back again. Live.
I've talked to three guys since we dated, and I have to admit, I really liked them. They were funny and kind and so patient, and I finally learned how to be treated. Yeah, I met a couple parents, made a holiday appearance, and one of them even told me he loved me. I've talked to three guys since we dated, but you're the default setting in my head. I can't forget, try to kiss my friends, fall for them, just reset. When I'm sad, I feel lost. You're the only one I want. Oh, I hate that I go back to you, but I'm trying so damn hard not to. It's not even like you were the patron saint of dating. You made me cry, made me question my worth on an everyday basis. So could someone please explain why I'm picturing your face watching all these trashy love movies? Why are you the default setting in my head? I can't forget, try to kiss my friends, fall for them, just reset. When I'm sad, I feel lost. You're the only one I want. Oh, I hate that I go back to you, but I'm trying so damn hard not to tell you I miss you or say. Trying so damn hard not to.
First playing the breakdown for Busy there, and that is a new single called Default Setting. I'm glad we got that in.
All right, let's finish the hour off with something from Show Me the Body. Their new album, Corpus 2, comes out a week on Friday. They're on tour in America in the fall with a special interest. That will be impressive. This track is called Stomach, also features Hi-Viz. We'll be back on the other side of 4 o'clock.
Much easier to forsake. It's hard to look at your life while you're living it, while you're giving it. It's hard to speak truth. It's much easier to be fake when all is said and done. And